Hey everyone, welcome to the Worship Q&A podcast. I'm Dwayne Moore. Each week we try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. Today we look at the question, what are we trying to accomplish in worship services? We will look at four goals for every worship service. But before we do that, I want us to pause and say a prayer for the people of Houston and the surrounding areas that are being bombarded with rain and flooding right now. So, Father, we want to pray for them and pray that you would protect our friends that are there and the many people that are there and all that they're going through right now. I just want to pause and thank you that you are in charge, you are in control, even in the midst of this terrible, catastrophic event. Pray for them. In your name, amen. Now let's jump into this question of what are we trying to accomplish in a worship service. I believe there are four goals that every worship gathering should accomplish. Every time we come together to worship our Lord on Sundays as well as at other times, there are four goals our worship gathering should meet. While we have quite a bit of freedom in how we go about accomplishing each of those goals, the goals themselves are not really optional and not subject to change. They remain consistent and of utmost importance. The first goal should describe everything from the opening song to the closing prayer. Every element in our services should exalt the Lord. That's number one. It was Jesus who was lifted up on the cross. Thus, he earned the right to be lifted up in our praise because he paid the ultimate cost. Our services should, therefore, be carefully evaluated to assure that the choir, soloists, praise team, musicians, all seek to point the attention away from themselves and toward the name above every name. Visual elements like videos, dramatic skits, are tremendous tools as long as they add to the theme and the ultimate direction of the service, that of pointing people to Jesus. The second goal for every worship gathering is to exhort the lambs. Of course, I use the word lambs because it alliterates, but it works. It's for God's people, the lambs. The music and the other elements should involve some moments that deliberately encourage and challenge others in God's family. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says, "Encourage one another and build each other up." After walking through this world during our work, school week, every one of us, as believers, could stand some revitalizing and encouraging by being with God's people in God's presence. That's why we should look around every Sunday for someone we can brighten with our smile and our joyful song. The third goal is to evangelize the lost. That is not to say that every song and testimony and announcement has to be aimed straight at non-believers. No. We've just seen how that every service should include elements specifically designed to exhort and encourage believers. However, we cannot and dare not ignore those who need our Lord so desperately. After all, it is for them that we have been left on this earth. We are to show forth the praise of him who called us, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. What better time to show forth his praises to them than during our worship and praise gatherings? Our prayer and intention should always be that many will see our praise and fear and trust in the Lord, as it says in Psalm 40, verse 3. I was in a church once where my pastor asked me not to refer to lost people in any way. I honestly knew when he said that to me that I couldn't stay at that church much longer because it has been drilled into me over many years of training with the Billy Graham team and through evangelistic events. That in every service, in every situation, there will be people there that aren't saved, that aren't in church regularly. And so I believe it's important to refer to them throughout the service to make simple comments like, if you don't know Christ, in this service you'll have that opportunity to trust him. I think it's important to make comments that let people know, hey, there's an opportunity coming for you during this service where you can trust him as your Savior. Of course, not every church believes that, and certainly not every pastor apparently believes that, just as my pastor at that time chose not to believe that. But I think, nonetheless, it's important to remember our third goal, which is to evangelize those who are lost that may be within our services. There's one more goal for every worship gathering that's very, very important, and that is to engage the listeners. What we do should be interesting to those in the audience. Whatever we do should be done with excellence. God deserves no less than our best, and so does the congregation. While it's not our responsibility as worship leaders to entertain them, it is most certainly our responsibility to offer them plenty of reason to want to listen, to watch, and to participate. When we sit down to plan the elements and flow for each week's services, we should first pray and ask God to help us plan for and reach these goals. Then, before we finalize any worship order, we should carefully think through that order in our minds, asking ourselves, will this worship set meet all four goals? We should never be satisfied with what we've scheduled until we can say a resounding yes to that all-important question. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. Each week, we try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking, and we don't claim to know everything by any means, but we do try to answer questions that maybe you're asking. And if you've got one that you would like for us to address on this podcast, please email us at office@nextlevelworship.com, and we'll do our best to get your question on the air. Let me also mention, we're only 2 weeks away from our online course that begins in September. It's a 10-week course, and I want to encourage you to sign up and be a part of this 10-week course, an hour and a half every week. It's one of the most exciting and informative courses that we teach and that I believe that you'll be a part of. So I want to encourage you to join us for that class this fall. And also, don't miss our Refocus Conference in Pigeon Forge, February the 1st through the 3rd of 2018. Aaron Keyes will be with us, and we are going to have an amazing time. So please join us for that conference. Go to our website at nextlevelworship.com for more information. Thanks.